of the old Ribuyim, where Oimer Marbe, Bosom Arvim, Malchazim, Marbe Daiga, and so on. And then the second half of the Mishnah is the Marbe Torah, Marbe Chaim, Marbe Shiv, Marbe Chochmah, and that's the second half. We finished the whole first half, and now up to the second half. Basically, the Mishnah is saying that there are Nyonim that Ribuy is not good. In other words, anything that's part of the world of Gvul, part of the world of this world, of this Metzias, that for that Ribuy is Chalanet, the Inyan of Kolamoyse Gerea and the Tzachisarin, versus the things that are the other world. The other world is Yom Shekulay Toiv, it's Arichus Yomim. In other words, it's a Metzias where the very Metzias itself is not Mugdal. So you have, in our world, things come with Gevulis, and Bemela, that's its correct Tzura, and any Ribuy of the Gevulis is a problem of Kolomais of Gerea. The things, the Nyanim that are Shaykh to Elam Haba, and to Ruchnisik of things, are things that belong in the world of Blikvul, and Bemela Ribu is good, because there is no thing as Ribu, it's Blikvul. I wanted, I guess, just to add as a Shtiglas, but that's the Indian when we say, Kadosh Baruch Hu v'sachtich kitzva l'kol chai, Kadosh Baruch Hu v'choytich a ketz. In this world, there's no such thing as not having a ketz. There has to be a ketz. Everything in this world is with a kitzva, with a ketz. And we hope for, within the world of the case, to have Arichus Yomim. But Akoponim, the Metzias of this world is Be'etzim, Be'kvul, or Be'mida, or Be'kates, and the Nyanim of Olam Haba, Ruchni, Yisrael, Belisov, Ligvon, and so on and so forth. I want to talk about another Nakuda that he doesn't really mention here, that I guess is Shaykh L'Yoyma. He spoke about the two types of Nyanim, one of which Rave is good, one of them which Rave is not good. There is another type of Metzias that really depends on a certain relationship. You have a Mishnah later about Kol Chachmosei Merubim Maisav versus Kol Shemaisav Merubim Chachmosei. So we find over here that there is an Inyan of Ruchnius that actually is bare in the world of Rave. You have the if it's chachma is meruba mimaisav, it becomes detrimental. It's the person. It's like an elon that nofim meruba mishroshav. So how do you understand that nekuda? In things that you find are ruchnius, but still there's a problem with roiv and ribuy and so on. So the emes. Let's talk about this, because the Indian that's Nagea, it's a very serious of one of the things that happened on Rosh Hashanah. Not only was Adam created on Rosh Hashanah, but the first chait was on Rosh Hashanah. The chait was in Eitz Hadas. That Adam ate from Eitz Hadas. However we'll understand the teichin of Eitz Hadas, but Lemaisa, it's Das. And Das is one of the positive things in the world. So we have here a ribuy of Das that really is bad. How do you understand it? I mean, of course, HaKadosh Baruch Hu said we should need it, and it was not there, but in Teich, Mela HaKadosh Baruch Hu would have said, this is a Gashmistik thing. This is not Das at all. This is Sichlus. It would be the Eitz of Sichlus, the Eitz of Taiva, the Eitz of Gashmias. So you say to yourself, good, this goes into Marbe, Ibasa Marbe Rima. But the Torah calls it Das, a certain type of Das. But Akoponim, in other words, Adam in the Gan Eden, which the Ilonis are all Eitzim that carry good things with itself, there is a restriction, and there's a Gvul. How do we understand the Gvul? It also says, Lamashal, that had Adam been oimid in, had Adam not eaten Eitz Hadas all Friday, Shabbos would become mutter and it would be good. So definitely it's an Nisoyan. hold out for a few hours. But the Kalal is, I mean, you're talking about things that are very, very, very intrinsic to the Bria. The Nisayin wasn't just an arbitrary Nisayin. The Shulchan looked around and said, what can I test? Oh, there's a great tree over there. I'll wait a few hours and we'll see if it can hold out a few hours. There was something in it that had he waited until Shabbos, it would be good for him. On Shabbos, it would be good for him. On Friday, it was poison to him. And how do you tell his death, Nakuda? So there's a pasuk that fits it, and it's been zugestellt to it. As Vasemis speaks about in some place, the inyan of it says that Yosef Das is Yosef Machoif. Kibareiv Chachma, the pasuk tells us, Reiv Kas. There's a Reiv Chachma. In Chachma, there's a Reiv that's not good, and that's Reiv Kas. But Yosef Das is Yosef Machoif. So the Pasuk in Kehelas is saying that even in Yanim of Chachma and Yanim of Das, there is something called Reiv, which can be Makalkal. Even though, the Tana later on, when he speaks about the Reiv Chachma, doesn't speak about the Reiv, you don't start with Reiv Chachma. It says Mar B'Torah Mar B'Chaim, Mar B'Yeshiva Mar B'Chachma. But it doesn't say Mar B'Chachma Mar B'Torah, or something like that. But it says in the pasuk, Yosef Das is a machayv, Yosef Das is a machayv, and the Reiv Chachma is a god. There's a nekuda there that is usher, and b'meila, it's going to be bad. The question is, how did they hear that knetch of the bad that was there? There's a rikus that also says. I mean, the Madyama that says Eta Das was a chita says because. Why chit of all things in the world? He says because the tinox is masriach only after he eats from chita and tumar sukkah and because of Yosef Das it's a machit. That's when the sirchin is chal. Together with the das, when you eat chita is when you first get das. So the teisefes das brings about a teisefes of hurrah in the person. That's the sirchin and hobe hotalia. So I think we need to understand it. It's an inyan niflad moed in the teichin shaboy. The pasuk says that HaKadosh Baruch Hu created Adam. It says that Vayitza, he made the Adam off him in Adama. And then it says Vayipach ba'apay nishmas chayim. So the Vayipach ba'apay nishmas chayim means that Adam, the tzura with which HaKadosh Baruch Hu's neshama kaviyachol, neshima / neshama kaviyachol, shtelt su to Adam, was the tzura of a kli kibul that was there. Just like the zohar, is able to be mazriyad in a keva, because in a keva is kalim, that's Mekabel the Zriya of the Zohar. I mean, if we would have written the Psukim with our minds, with fairy tale minds, we would write, you know, HaKadosh Baruch Hu created a Golem, and then he waved a wand, and the Golem came to life. That's the way we would write it. Or he put a shame on top of the forehead, and that's not the Bria's Adam. Bria's Adam is that first HaKadosh Baruch Hu created a Kli. The kli was the lungs and the nose, and vayipach be'apov, HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave into the apayim, he gave over a nefesh chaya. It says many rishonim when they speak about this inyan say that kefi the hachana of the nefesh of the person, that is. How much he's mekabel? That's how much he's mekabel. And you find it by all hashpah, by the hashpah of the nes of the shemen. Unless there was a kli kibul, there wasn't going to be shemen. The oifin in which ruchnius has a positive existence in this world is only when you have. When you have kalim for it. Reb Chaim Shulevitz used to say, the Heilige Teir Neshama. Neshama is so holy and it's Tohar and it's wonderful and great. But if it doesn't have a guf, it's a mazik. It was going on the Chazal that says that Kadosh Baruch Hu, the mazikim came from the Neshama that didn't have a guf. So he sort of highlighted it. I don't understand something. He says, all day long we say, all Yom Kippur we're going to be saying the terrible guf, the chumrius, that's been our downfall, and if I could, the Neshama is tar, and so on and so forth. But I don't understand something. And it says that if the Neshama has no, if HaKadosh Baruch Hu, when HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the world, there was a Neshama, they became a Zikin. So Chaim said, in this world, a Neshama without a Guf is a Mazik. He brings down the Goyen that's Mazbed the entire Inyan of Yoina as a muscle of a Neshama and a Guf. And he said the Guf is like the ship that protects the Neshama, and the Neshama can't exist in this world without a Guf. So on the one hand, the Guf is Taka Achor, it's Taka Chomri, but that's its Metzius. So in Sinu Lemedim, that there's a musig of, if a person does not have a kibul for chachma, the chachma becomes detrimental. But let's give an example or two. Even colloquially, you sometimes have a kid in a school is much easier to see it with. A kid who does well, he has a lot of chachma, and he does well in school, and things are fine. Sometimes you have a kid that has more, way more than the average amount of chachma. He's very, very, but he's brilliant in some ways. The kid doesn't have the maturity to handle his emotions with the brilliance, and doesn't know what to do with himself. They're very rarely, I mean, your problem kids are the kids that are not good enough and they have a hard time keeping up in school, and the kid who is overly brilliant and he doesn't know what to do with himself. Mitzad his midas, mitzad his personality, the chachma is crushing him because he doesn't have the maturity and capability of holding on to it. In American, I don't know if in English colloquial, in American colloquial, there's a term too big for his britches. It's literally, you see, the kid, he doesn't have a klikibul, so the chachma is pouring out and it's not strong enough to the person. You don't see a kid who's a chacham, you see a kid who has a lot of chachma and doesn't know what to do with it. There was a metzias in the beginning of the Bria that's spoken a lot about in the Sfarim HaKadoshim, and this is one of the big sugyas. It's called Shviras HaKelim, where HaKadosh Baruch Hu created a certain amount of hashpa. He created a world that was not capable of holding on to the hashpa. That hashpa then destroyed that world. Literally, if we can give a mushel, it's like you would take a barrel that could hold a certain weight of liquid, and you pour in liquid that's much heavier than that, it will break the barrel to pieces. That smashing up of the kli kibbles in the world created a lot of the ra that we have, and a big part of the world is we're attacking those bits and pieces that are floating around. They're good bits and pieces because they're coming from a makom. This is kedusha, but the problem is that it's coming from nowhere. It's not exploded, and b'meila there is no. It needs a tikkun of some sort until it can become good again. So the shevish, or a very important of shevish of around the world, is when what comes in overflowed that which was overwhelmed, is a better word, overwhelmed the kelim that HaKadosh Baruch Hu had set up for it. There's a very beautiful word from Leim HaMelech. He says, in Kiseite, it says that if you go into Sadere Echa, V'chalto kinafshecha savecha, v'el kel yecholei tite. It says, Kisavi b'kerem re'echa, is Lashon, sorry, b'kerem re'echa, not sorry. So he explains, kerem is meramez, the oilam of Karen is Miram is the world of Pnimius of Chachma. The Yenish of Torah is always Said. So the Kerem is always the remes for the Pardis of Torah, the, so to speak, the Seris of Torah. That's the Musig of a Kerem Recha. So he says, when a person goes into the world of Said, you can eat, you can imbibe as much as you can, as your body can handle. You can't put any into your pockets. In other words, it's a type of limud that whatever you can absorb, whatever you can handle, mitzvah being a kli, that's good. To add it to your storehouse of knowledge and to peddle it around, to trade it off is not good. That's what Neiman Lamar says. And it's apropos to the Seid of Torah, because Seid of Torah is the chelek that is shayach to, its whole mitzvah is that it has a kiyum only as part of something else. And just like wine is that which is attached to the grape, to the flesh of the grape, it's within the flesh of the grape. Seid of Torah does not have a kiyum when you strip it away and it becomes a davar shatzmai. Saimitzat Torah, it's always the Seid of Torah, not the Pshuta Torah. And Saimitzat Torahim, for a person to pachka, there was a kteda by a lot of the Kadmonim, and the different machlekes and how to explain it. What is the alman, the lumad amnas lasis of the inyan and pnim? Some felt it was the kavanis tefillah, some went was the person, you know, doing the changing his meisim. But there was a big need to find the kli that would hold it. Is the person? In other words, where the person's metzias is he going to be holding these inyanim? So, Nimtzinu made him that there's a very, very central nekuda in Briyas HaAdam in terms of what's taif, what's not taif. Ruchnius Kishala Atzma is a dove that's kule taif, and there is be'etzim mitzad ruchnius, there's no such thing as too much ruchnius. Mitzad gashmius, physically, anything in the world has a mida, a perfect mida, and that mida is determines the optimal level of it. More or less is not good. And that's why it's like physically, everything, sugar is very important for a person, fat's important for a person, vitamins are important for a person. There's nothing that you can't be mekalkal the mida if you do too much or too little. That's the concept of a mida. So within things that are locked into the mida of this world, those in Yanim have a very clear shear, that's the optimal, and Gorea is not good and Mice is not good. We have a third type of Inyan, and this is the Inyan that was, that really is the core of Avoida. There's an unlimited amount of Ruchnis in the world. There is no way to shtel it to in a healthy way to a person unless the person has a kli kibble for it. It's just like if the zocher was much bigger than the makom for the nekeva, it wouldn't work. It would be a churban. If you fill a barrel meant with water, if you fill it with hot lead, the barrel would explode. It doesn't have the yecholus to hold it, so it explodes. So the world had a built-in problem. Adam ate from the Eitz HaDas before his tzura, his binyan, was big enough to hold it. We asked before, it says that if he would have waited till Shabbos, he would have been allowed to eat it. It's not a game. The pshat was, Adam in the HaKadosh Baruch Hu didn't create anything in the world for waste. And b'meila, the Eitz HaDas Tevira didn't sit in the Gan Eden only as as a temptation. There's nothing in the world whose only mitzvah is a temptation. There are a lot of things in the world that their side effect is bad. But everything in the world for it to have a kiyum needs a mitzvah amitis. Eitz Hadas Tov V'Ra is the very, very core mitzvah. The Nachash was telling him right when he said V'Yisrael Kelakim. There was the very high nekuda lay in that. The only thing was Adam did not yet have a koima that was shaykh to being a kli kibul for that, and therefore it was destructive for him at that point. Had he waited till Shabbos, he would have built up his koima, whatever he needed to mature to full size would have happened over Friday. And then, the Chazal say, the first hour is this, second hour that, now that. Every hour, he moved to another stage. Had he waited till Shabbos, he would have been able to eat the Eitz Hadas. Take a look even in the Masal of Chazal give us, that a cotton is tzayis masriach only when he is able to eat chita, and on that it says Eitz Hadas is a machoif. It means milk is a kind of meichel that a tinek has an almost perfectly kibble for. And therefore, whatever comes out doesn't have in itself the sirchen. It's ke'ilu, it's all right for tinek, it just doesn't take it all in. The tzay of a tinek in cholov is ke'ilu the shirayim, well, whatever he didn't need, whatever his body didn't take for itself. But theoretically, it's supposed to be a perfect food that the body can totally assimilate. Chita has in itself psoilus, and the person can't take it all in. And b'meila, what's left over is since it came out of his body, because it didn't stim with the body, it's masriach. That's where the sirchin, that's where the machiv comes, and so on and so forth. So it's a whole new istaklus on what Adam is doing in this world, and what is tachlis is it's an akudah that's naseya, that's nagia many, many yadim. Let's take one inyan, let's take a small inyan, that we as mechanchim, as rebbeim, as parents, a lot of times a kid is doing something that's you have a feeling that it's above you, it's beyond you, it's too much for you, it's not, it's not. But on the other hand, we hesitate to speak to a child or to tell him, because if he's up till 2 in the morning, it's a chavadikut. If he's chazing mishayis lapeh all day and all night long, it's a chavadikut. And, if he's not speaking to anybody because he doesn't want to, get swept up, perhaps a hazard, a chavadikut. It's not. It's many inyanim and many anhagis are shayach to the kalim of the person. So for the Vilna going to eat two kezeis, I'm not talking about from a biological point of view, I'm talking from a nafshi point of view, he has the kalim to be that darga, and b'meila, that type of life is productive. If we would stop eating, we would turn into monsters, we would be annoyed at everything and everybody, and we don't have the kalim for that. Some people have the kalim for literally being dovok and turtle all the time. Until and unless we're holding a dag like that, if you start doing that, it would drive you out of your mind. The having kalim for the ruchnius is not just, well, worst comes to worst, he'll stop learning the Mishnayis Baal Peh. It'll take a day or two, he'll stop learning. Sometimes it's a cheshm, if you think the kid will do it. But understand there is a destructive side to it, because when things snap, everything falls apart. And hugs that are above and beyond. There is a rave even in the world of ruchnius that can be counterproductive if it's way past the kalim. That's a small point. That's kilo a side point of what I wanted to say, Baker. I wanted to Baker stress the other side and a deeper understanding of what our avodah is Rosh Hashanah. In Rosh Hashanah, you always have that dialectic that between the guf that Kadosh Baruch created and the neshama that's waiting to be given. We don't have the bilus to add neshamatas. We have the bilus to form the guf. That's the ability we have, and that's what we were given. Our avodah is the lashon is used, and it's to build up the guf to its right metzias. As a person davens Rosh Hashanah, as a person works on himself, the feelings and ideas create mekaymus in his nefesh. For a person, as a person works on himself, talks on him, and so on, then what happens is he really, really develops a makom for all these ruchnei sikha things. And as he develops a makom for all these ruchnei sikha things, then HaKadosh Baruch Hu mashpia. The vayipach ba'apov is an ongoing process. It's more shayrish like a process in the Bria. It started in Bereishis, but because it's such a shayrish, it's forever. A person provides a certain format. A person provides a kli for it, and then a Kadosh Baruch Hu gives. So the avoda of Rosh Hashanah and Yom Teruah in general is to build up that kli. And when a person has kelim, a Kadosh Baruch Hu gives. As long as there's kelim there, as long as there's and the biggest kli is tshuka. I want to talk to a Gemara. It says a thing by Rabbi Yechanan that. I forgot who told him that you're so heavy that you probably were mezana because the union, and so he said in the Shasem even more, so he said, Avada, that the kids are not yours. And he said that the tshuka makes kilu the flesh withdraw. What it means is basically the tshuka creates a kli kibul. That's what it means. The tshuka and rutzen are the kli kibul. And the Nela, as much as a person works, working on the Lamaistik and Yanim is avada important, that's Medarkia Truva, Medarkia Avaida of these Yanim. But the fact that a person deepens his sense of what there is out there, and his Shuka to get it, creates the ability to give in it. People having a lot of ideas, and not, in these in Yanim, and Yanim is Taira, of Teichen of Taira, and so on, and not having Kalim for it, is a churm. The avoid of a person is to provide kalim, and then HaKadosh Baruch Hu will give the shefa of the teichem of the kalim. Any questions?
Yeah. Is that perhaps al-derech what Rebbe's saying, the idea that on Rosh Hashanah Shechal, the Shabbos, that, I mean, obviously the reason is Gzeirah Derava, but maybe the omik is that just like Rosh Hashanah, the shefer is machzir us back to the shorish, and it's machzir us back to the idea that Ritzonin Las is Ritzonich and so on. So the Bechin of Shabbos is also the, you know, Chazara back to that.
It could be. I wouldn't like to say something like that without some mucker. It could be, but I don't know. These are things that I would like a mucker for it. I mean, it is. I mean, that's in the Kuda that we don't blow shefer on Shabbos is. Talked about a lot by Riches, you know, again, the Nikolai the Katam is, you know, but everyone talks about, like, how could you do it, so on and so forth, and everyone says different minyanim, different terutzim, but it could be, but I would like to see something like that, a mocker for it.
Right.
Okay, Aksir Simateva, a good kibbutz here, and Chayt Hashanah Teva, take a favor, take a favor, La'apel Chayim Teva, and the Bez Hashem next week we'll be back, I think.
Yes,
yeah.
Next week, Wednesday's
okay?
Yes, absolutely.
Shkaya, Chagzib, 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 Chagzib